This week, just changing tack slightly from what we've been discussing this morning, this week is Chinese Language Week here in New Zealand, all about promoting the language and the culture of China, and of course the benefits of being able to speak it. Now, my next guest sees this often in her work with the Confucius Institute. Talking to people, going out around New Zealand, trying to encourage people to learn more about China, which of course has become a really, really big trading partner of New Zealand. And of course, we do have a discussion in the moment in this country about the learning of languages other than English and the benefits of learning particularly Asian languages such as Mandarin and Cantonese. Now, Rebecca Needham is the Confucius Institute Director, and she's been good enough to join me in the studio for a chat. Good morning to you.
Ni hao, Tim.
Ni hao. I should have said ni hao as well. Just before we get into it, what exactly is the Confucius Institute?
Yeah, that's a good question. So the Confucius Institute is a non-profit public education organisation which is affiliated to China's Ministry of Education. And our aim is to promote Chinese language and culture, especially by supporting local Chinese teaching and also facilitating cultural exchange. So it's kind of similar to organisations like the British Council, the Goethe Institute. And there are over 400 worldwide and three in New Zealand, in Auckland, Wellington and Christchurch.
Very good. How much knowledge is there of China in this country?
I would say it's relatively good. I mean, you can look glass half full or glass half empty. And I think I've been working in the New Zealand-China area for a long time, and certainly in the last 10 to 15 years, the awareness and knowledge of China has increased a lot. But glass half empty, there's still a long way to go.
Mm. One of the aspects, of course, and there is that that element of fear of China in terms of, as I said, it has become such a huge trading partner. We know that there is, in the lead up to the election, and a lot of times there's a, you know, fear about Chinese investment in the country. How do you try and say to people, look, because I've always been of the view that we need to look at China as someone we should be working with, not working against, and not be fearful, but there is that element in this country, whipped up by some of the politicians, saying that it is something we should be afraid of.
Yeah, well, sure. I mean, I think, you know, there is a fear of the unknown, and China is a foreign country to New Zealand. And, you know, what I would say is it really just underlines the importance of going beyond the headlines. And so the business that we're in is really making sure that we do as much as possible to help New Zealanders, you know, build their China capability so they can really engage more confidently and a lot more competently with China, you know, and maximise all those great opportunities and manage the challenges that, you know, China puts up.
Mm. And if we look at the language aspect, we know that there's a real encouragement to learn a second language or even a third language, and the benefits that come from, for example, learning Mandarin or Cantonese, and how much more beneficial that is for you to be able to, you know, be able to converse with people from overseas.
Yeah, well, I mean, I think the language learning thing you can look on at on two different levels, and I would say, you know, there's the practical benefits and sort of looking at the here and now. As most of the listeners will know, you know, New Zealand has a big relationship with China. It's our biggest export market. I think it's our second largest trading partner at the moment. We've got over 400,000 Chinese tourists coming to New Zealand every year. There are job opportunities galore for people with the right skills and with the right language and cultural skills. So obviously there are practical reasons why learning a second language is really important, and especially Chinese. Obviously that's the business that we're in. But I'd also say that, you know, language learning, and this is what the educators say, and it's been proven, you know, in the field, is that when you're sort of starting out in life, you know, children in schools, learning language does open up a different part of your brain. And so just developing your cognitive abilities, you know, has a big, a real positive effect in that area.
Mm.
So, you know, there are two really good reasons for learning Chinese.
And there's a novel idea that the Confucius Institute is using in this country in terms of going out to smaller rural areas where they may have absolutely no idea about China and about, you know, the Chinese language. And you go into rural areas, especially talking to younger people, just trying to educate them. Tell us a bit about that.
Yeah, so the Victoria University Confucius Institute, which is the one I'm director of, we have a particular sort of focus on going out into some of the remotest communities in rural New Zealand. We operate between Wellington and Tauranga. And over half of our Mandarin language assistants, we call them MLAs, these are young graduates from China who are doing their masters and teaching Chinese as a second language. Over half of them are placed into these regional schools, and we've got clusters in and around Rotorua and Bay of Plenty, including in communities like Tokoroa, Reparoa, Kawero, Murupara, Edgecombe, Opotiki, you know, a lot of small places where you might not expect to see Chinese language and culture as part of the curriculum. And many of these schools indeed wouldn't be teaching Chinese if it wasn't for our MLAs, you know, there. So their presence really does open a window to this incredibly dynamic and developing part of the world, which is really going to be important for New Zealand.
Absolutely. Do we have enough teachers? Oh, because you'll be needing a lot more teachers, I'd imagine.
Yeah, well, I mean, this is a work in progress. Obviously, you can't just snap your fingers and create Chinese language teachers. You know, there are a lot more people in New Zealand now who speak Chinese, but you can't put an unqualified person into a classroom. So there needs to be a sort of a period during which people go and get trained to be teachers. And we're also, you know, obviously trying to help with that transition by putting the Mandarin language assistants into the classrooms to provide that expert content advice. Mm. So I think it's a work in progress, but you can't expect these things to happen overnight.
Is Mandarin, for example, and I lived in China for a year when I was a bit younger teaching English there, and I picked up the basics of it because I was living in a part of the country in the far north where English was almost non-existent, so you had to learn the basics of it to get by. Is it a hard language to learn? Because I hear from people when they learn English that English is a really hard language to learn, which seems so odd to us because it seems quite straightforward. But with the characters of Mandarin, and then you've got the pinyin, so that, you know, mm-hmm. you know, so the English writing about how to say words. Do you consider it a hard language to learn? Is that what you hear from people?
Well, there's a perception that it's hard, and I would just say it's not as hard as people think. So it's true that reading and writing the Chinese characters is quite difficult because it requires a lot of memory work, because it's not like an alphabet. The characters are all quite different. But, you know, speaking and listening comprehension is relatively easy as far as foreign languages go. So there are four tones, but there's very little grammar in Chinese. And so, you know, there are no tenses, and you never had to conjugate the verb. You know, it's not. The grammar side of things is very easy. Mm. So I would just sort of say, you know, not as hard as you think. It's never too late to start, and just encourage people to get out there and give it a go.
Absolutely. And it's a really important week this week, the Chinese Language Week that's here in New Zealand. Rebecca Needham from the Confucius Institute, the director of the Confucius Institute based at Victoria University, thank you so much for coming in. All the very best to you. Xie xie.
And zai jian.
Thank you. Zai jian, goodbye. Indeed.
5 days, 5 phrases challenge. Everyone should visit the website for the Chinese Language Week.
And it is?
Chinese Language Week.
Google it.
Google it.
And you will find it and learn just some basics. 5 phrases in 5 days.